Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. My guest today has become a dear friend and a source of comfort and inspiration to me personally. We were lamenting the early time zone change this morning, having to get up an hour earlier, feels like it. But today I am with Reverend Bill Johnson, and he is a pastor who has been encouraging and revitalizing and lifting up particularly the Methodist denomination through his ministry called Lift Ministries. And I was recently part of an event he did at the San Dieguito United Methodist Church, and we had pastors from the area come in, and they spent 2 days in discernment and renewal, and we want to talk a little bit about that and also about where God's heart is leading Bill. This man is a wind fire like myself, and so we have that in common, and yet I think he has a lot more water than I do, because his compassion continually stuns me. And so we're going to talk about what he's been doing and where God is calling him. And Bill, just real quickly, where can people reach you?
We have a website at liftministries.org, and we're just revamping it, so it's coming up with a new remodel. I think we're going to launch later this week, or we can be reached by phone. I don't know if you want that phone number.
Sure, sure. Let's give it out.
562 area 789-0880.
0880.
Right.
So, Bill, how goes your world?
We're doing very well, and I really appreciate the chance to speak with you again. You know what? I misspoke. I just got a note from somebody that said our new website is liftrenewal.org.
Oh, okay.
Not liftministries.org.
All right.
I'm the last one to catch these things.
Liftrenewal.org. Okay,
yes,
Lift
yes,
Renewal. That really does say what you do. So,
yes.
All right, let's get to it. So tell us about Lift Renewal and the event that we had at the San Dieguito Methodist Church and what went on there.
Well, we had really envisioned a time when pastors could bring team members from their church, and we were pleased that over 70% of the pastors who attended had team members along with them from their staff or from their lay leaders. And I think your presentation hit at a very powerful level for all of those teams that attended. In the feedback that we received from participants, first of all, your presentation was a home run. And the time that you spent in workshops in the afternoon was incredibly powerful for especially those teams to see how the four elements fit into collaborative work, how God can knit together the gifting of different people. We've received feedback from a number of people who said this really helped them turn a corner as a team in terms of conversation about the future of their church. And our premise at Lift has always been that God is speaking to the people we're trying to reach ahead of us, and that our job is to help them hear for themselves what God is saying to them. And I am really excited whenever I hear about the conversations that ensue after these kinds of events, because that means people are beginning to hear for themselves what God is speaking.
Well, you know, I remember one scenario, and I think it speaks to what Lift Renewal is all about. This pastor who was a fire had a secretary who was moving very slow.
Yes.
She was a water. And his first inclination was really to fire her,
right.
And yet when we looked at the whole dynamics, the group, you know, asked some questions, and I think he'd been there 3 years, and she'd been there 23 years, and was well-loved by everybody, and so we had to do some workarounds with that situation. And I think it speaks to also the fact that nothing happens in a vacuum, and I think sometimes as leaders, particularly us wind fires, we can get these ideas, and then we you know, we drive them and run over people and
right.
don't consider the whole chemistry of the organism that God has placed around us. So speak to us a little bit about that. And when you say God speaks to the people ahead of us, that's something you don't often hear.
Well, the inspiration for our ministry came from the 10th chapter of Daniel, and he had been fasting and praying, and a vision in this scripture comes to him that this heavenly messenger said, you know, on the first day you began to pray and seek God, we heard you, but there were delays in coming. But the invitation is for Daniel to stand and write down the things that are to come, for there's a further vision. And it isn't simply a download of, I have information here that you need. It was the invitation for Daniel to begin to hear for himself what needed to happen so that Daniel could become the messenger. And that's an image that I love deeply. It reminds me to stay humble in my life and
mm-hmm.
that the same God who I sensed calling me to ministry is also calling to other people.
Mm.
And the intensity of the call is similar, but the look of the call may be radically different for the people around me. In other words, it's a balance of equivalents, but not identicals.
That's powerful. That is powerful. You know, I was reading the book War recently by Sebastian Younger, and
yes.
in it he was talking about something called the Dunbar number, which relates to platoons, and it goes back for thousands of years, and that they found that once a group hits, there's two groups, there's a 30 to 50 group that you can really lead, and they can have strong unit cohesion. And then it goes up to 150, about actually 148.9. And that's where people can really relate to one another and they know each other's names. And then once it gets past that number, everything changes.
Yes.
And I thought about that with churches, and I know that many churches reach that 150 plateau and then can't break through it. And so I was thinking about the Dunbar number and your vision about, you know, it doesn't always have to be mega church that,
right.
you know, lead with what you have
yes.
and where you're going. So speak to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, at Lift, we actually use images that we could call from the Bible. But, you know, from one-to-one friendships, there are also families within identified
mm-hmm.
within Scripture. Then there are tribes identified,
mm-hmm.
which I think
mm-hmm.
reflect that Dunbar number that you just
right. Right,
but then
exactly.
there's also the image of periodically gathered assembly of all the tribes together.
Mm.
And then the final image that we use is the image of the missionary endeavor, where you have a single or pair of people who are in an isolated culture, crossing a cultural boundary. And that's the language at each of those levels changes dramatically in order for effective communication to take place.
Whoa, that's powerful.
So that you don't want to take your best friend and just hand them a tract and say, here, learn these points,
mm-hmm.
you know. But on the other hand, it's very uncomfortable in a large assembly of 2,500 people to be doing very personal, deep sharing.
Mm-hmm.
It's squishy for everybody but the two who are sharing.
Right.
So you have to kind of monitor the social setting in which we find ourselves and say, what's the language appropriate to this setting?
Wow.
And
have you written on this?
We do workshops, but we haven't
mm-hmm.
done a lot of writing on it yet. I think we're getting ready to pull some of that together.
Oh, I think it would be so powerful. I mean, just I'm fascinated by this whole topic. Now, in the pre-show, you shared that your board has been in discernment about where Lift Renewal needs to go next, and tell us and our listeners what's God saying to you.
Well, I'm really intrigued by the seventh pillar that you name. Is it seven? Is that right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah, and the last one of it, the sort of disenfranchised or the marginal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we have been really covering the what's known as the Inland Empire area of Southern California in prayer for a 3 or 4 years now, and we're getting ready to start putting boots on the ground in that area in terms of moving through neighborhoods and looking for ways to plant acorns in that region. I think the church has been trying to plant a lot of sunflowers and daisies, which are nice to look at for a season, but we need to look to the long-term health of that region and begin to bring the light of Christ into that region in a way that makes sense for our children's children. And that includes a lot of leadership development among marginal people, raising them up to hear for themselves what God is saying in that region. It's a region beset by family and domestic violence, by gang violence, by rampant alcohol and drug abuse. The state seems to have a penchant for releasing parolees into the streets in that region. And unemployment is running as high as 20%. Perfect storm of social issues. And the first impulse for a lot of sort of comfortable people is to contract in those areas and pull away. But we still have 8 to 12 to 15 viable congregations in that region as United Methodists, and there are a number of other powerful churches in that region which could be powerful mission platforms for bringing light into that space. So it's high-minded thinking, but we really feel like that's the next move for us.
Wow. I love the way your mind works and how God speaks to you, because this really is a missionary venture within the Inland Empire. I mean, we don't have to go to Africa or China or anything. There is plenty of need right in our own neighborhood.
That's right.
So what would you like to say to our listeners? We have maybe 2 or 3 minutes left. What's on your heart?
We need all of us together. And that's what I love about the four elements approach. It makes that concept so accessible to people. We need all the gifts to pull this off. This is a work. Bringing light to the world is a work of gargantuan proportion. It's a God-sized vision. No one of us has all of the pieces, but all of us together can be assembled into an orchestra with I believe God as the conductor, who can bring all of these gifts alongside. What the four elements has done in my ministry has taught us a simultaneous appreciation of our own gifts and a deep appreciation of those that are around us. And you've been able to show how those things knit together. As people are able to claim their own vision, it gives them strength. Or as Rabbi Edwin Friedman said, before we can give ourselves to someone else, we have to have a self to give away. The discovery of our own personal mission statement is a strong way to begin to claim the self that God has given to us so that we can be a gift to the world.
Oh, wow. Well, I was consulting with two warring parties within an organization.
Good
fun,
huh?
CEO and the chief operating officer are at war, and it is really damaging the organization. And so they brought me in just to do some quick intervention, and we did the elements. And they're both people of faith, and I had us read Genesis 1, the whole chapter. And what struck me, and I had them underline. You know, underline the verbs in there, and it was create, joy, and then separate. The word separate was used 5 times in the 6 days. You shall go this far and no further. And he made the sun and the moon, each with separate responsibilities, but all of them is to support the whole entity. And then at the end he said, and it was good. It was so very, very good. And Bill, that is what I feel about you and your ministry. Listeners, if you were to meet him, you'd have to shield your eyes. I mean, when he walks in, the sun is just all around him. And so, Bill, please, let's stay in touch, and I would encourage you to write what you know about this communication style between the various sizes, because I think it breaks down. It breaks down in communication. So, listeners, check out liftrenewal.org. and be amazed that God is working for renewal within the Methodist denomination and within the heart of this nation. Bill, it is a pleasure and a privilege to know you.
Always a joy.
If we can do more work together, and thank you again for that beautiful card you sent me about the passing of my mother.
You bet. God bless.
All right. All right. Thank you. People, remember God said it was good. It was so very, very good. Amen. Make it a great day. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.